Thank you for tuning in to Builders Trust Podcast. I'm Patrick Clare, a field safety consultant. Today's episode is part one, OSHA Form 300 log of injuries and illnesses. OSHA requires employers with 10 or more full-time employees to keep a yearly log of all work-related injuries and illnesses. This is the OSHA log of injuries and illnesses, or also called the OSHA Form 300. The OSHA Form 300 is a form for employers to record all reportable injuries and illnesses that occur in the workplace, where and when they occur, the nature of the case, the name and job title of the employee injured, and the number of days away from work or restricted to light duty, if any. Employers must record all new cases of work-related fatalities, injuries, and illnesses if they involve death, days away from work, restricted work or transfer to another job, medical treatment beyond first aid, loss of consciousness, or a significant injury or illness diagnosed by a physician or other licensed healthcare professional. Each recordable injury or illness case must be recorded on the OSHA 300 log and the Form 301 incident report within 7 calendar days after the employer receives notice that the injury or illness occurred. Other forms used are the OSHA 301 and 300A. These are in addition to the OSHA Form 300, which is the actual log. Form 301 is called the Injury and Illness Incident Report, which is used to record information on how each injury or illness case occurred. Form 300A is the summary of work-related injuries and illnesses, which is to be posted in the workplace annually. At the end of each calendar year, Form 300A must be completed and certified by a company executive as correct and complete, and then posted in the workplace where notices to workers are usually posted. It must be posted for 3 months, from February 1st until April 30th. These forms must also be submitted to OSHA every year by March 2nd. And you can do that electronically, which is the easiest. If you have not set up an injury tracking account, you can set one up for free at www.osha.gov/injury-reporting/ITA. And again, it's a free account that you can set up and submit your annual reports as required by March 2nd of each year. These forms must also be made available to workers if they ask to see them. The OSHA 300 log requires employers to check one of 6 boxes to categorize these injuries or illnesses. They are injury, skin disorder, respiratory condition, poisoning, hearing loss, and all other illnesses. There are spaces to record days of job transfer or work restriction, as well as days away from work. Calendar days rather than scheduled work days are used for recording days away from work. So if an injury or illness occurs or causes a worker to miss work, the employer must record weekend days, holidays, and other days that the worker might not have been scheduled to work. Employers may limit these days away from work to 180 days. So if you had an employee that was injured and couldn't return to work for a whole year, you wouldn't put 365 days that they've been away. It's 180 days is the maximum. So you would put that. There are certain cases in which an injury or illness is handled as a privacy case, and that means they're handled confidentially. Employers are prohibited from entering an employee's name on the OSHA 300 log in the following cases, and these are considered privacy cases. Cases where the injury or illness occurred to an intimate body part or the reproductive system, sexual assaults, mental illness, HIV infection, hepatitis or tuberculosis, and needle stick injuries or cuts from sharps where the objects are contaminated with another person's blood. In these privacy cases, a separate confidential list of employees' names must be kept. Employers also have the right to use discretion in describing the sensitive nature of the injury, where the injury or where the worker's identity would be known. The employer is required to record on the OSHA 300 log the recordable injuries and illnesses for all employees on its payroll, including hourly, salaried, executive, part-time, seasonal, and migrant workers. The employer must also record injuries and illnesses that occur to workers who are not on the payroll if they supervise these workers on a day-to-day basis, and they include employees of temporary help services, employee leasing services, personnel supply services, and contractors as well as subcontractors. Employers must save the 300 log, the Form 300A, which is the annual summary, privacy case lists, and the Form 301 incident report forms for 5 years. The stored OSHA 300 log must be updated by the employer to include any newly discovered recordable injuries or illnesses. If an employer has a fatality of an employee or hospitalization, the employer must report the fatality within 8 hours or the hospitalization within 24 hours by phone or in person to the nearest area office of OSHA. Employers must provide copies of the OSHA 300 log and 301 incident report free of charge. Now, if duplicate copies of the same form are requested, the employer may charge copying costs. Once a request is made, these documents must be provided by the end of the next business day. OSHA 300 logs are a valuable tool for workers to use in evaluating the types, frequencies, and severity of workplace injuries and illnesses. These forms, in turn, can be used to identify the location and nature of workplace hazards that should be eliminated or controlled. So, for more information, visit www.osha.gov. There you can find more information on record keeping in the 1904.29 of the OSHA regulations. You can always reach out if you have any questions and give us a call at 505-345-3477. And visit us at our website at www.builderstrust.com. Well, thank you, everybody. Join us next time for part two as we discuss calculating the DART rate. So have a great day and be safe.